From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. This week on the program, we're talking about the problem of suicide in the military. Yesterday, we heard the story of one Marine's life and death. Today, we're going to examine how lives might be saved. Experts don't really understand what drives people to commit suicide, and that means there's no easy solution. But one Army base, Fort Bliss in El Paso, Texas, has made suicide prevention a mission. NPR's Quill Lawrence visited the base and has a story about this agonizing question. How do you intervene if you think someone may take his own life?
Staff Sergeant Kevin Allen grew up in a military family. He joined the Army. His brother Jason joined the Air Force.
He and I were best friends.
I spoke with Kevin, now stationed at Fort Bliss.
We took Verizon to the cleaner when they offered us unlimited phone calls back and forth. And, we would just talk nonstop. We were just very, very close.
Kevin deployed twice to Iraq. Jason never saw combat. But it was Jason who had struggled with depression over the years. They couldn't talk so much when Kevin deployed. But when he came back from Iraq, they had a chance to be close again. Jason had left the Air Force and was living near their parents in Ohio. Kevin was stationed just 6 hours away. It was March 2009. It was a Friday. Kevin had spent all day in a boring Army course on suicide.
I have to be honest, I couldn't have cared less about that training, and nobody in the room could. We sat through it every single year.
That evening, his brother calls. Jason hadn't called in weeks. They talked about nothing important, inkjet printers, actually, but something was off.
Something just struck me. I couldn't really enunciate exactly what it was, and then it kind of hit me. I said, I think that he's suicidal.
Staff Sergeant Kevin Allen called his superior, explained a little, and then drove through the night to Ohio. He wanted to intervene, but he wasn't completely sure he knew how.
What if he told me, yes, I'm going to kill myself? Was I prepared to call the sheriff on him? And what would that do to my relationship? And so I'm scared. And so that Saturday, I went and bought what we call a suitcase, a 30-pack of Milwaukee's Best, which is a kind of an old tradition from when we were much younger. And we went out. My dad has a farm in Ohio there, and he had a brush pile that needed burned. Drug a bench over. We were sitting there with beer, and he's sitting right next to me, right to my left. And the whole time, I'm trying to work up the nerve to simply ask this question. And finally, I just turned to him, and I said, Jason, we need to talk. What's going on? And he looked at me, and I knew that he knew what I was going to say. But he just got up and walked away. That was the end of my nerve. It was like every bit of the fears that I had that he was going to reject me for this. Yes, that confirmed them.
Next morning, the brothers said goodbye in the rain. Kevin Allen drove off. Jason Allen killed himself 8 days later. Kevin has replayed that moment by the bonfire a million times in his head, wishing he'd known what to say.
That is the hard part. Ask the question.
Story Smith is a social worker who teaches suicide prevention at Fort Bliss.
But then the next thing that happens is, if the answer is yes, what do I do? Equally important, if the answer is no, is he really okay?
The base claims the lowest suicide rate in the Army. Smith puts that down to the intensive training here. Everyone takes a 2-day course, even Kevin Allen. 2 years after his brother took his own life, Staff Sergeant Allen arrived at Fort Bliss. He was not keen on a 2-day-long discussion of suicide. But this isn't the famously dull Army course. It's a program called ASSIST, produced by a private company. Soldiers role play. Billboards all over the base encourage everyone to nudge troubled soldiers into treatment. The bottom line, when in doubt, intervene. The training also teaches that anyone can be at risk. Half of the suicides in the military are troops who never saw war. Often the issue is a relationship or money.
Should I go to these loan sharks? Should I, what should I do? Bills just start stacking up.
That's another soldier at Fort Bliss. He goes by Sergeant D. He asked to use just his nickname because of the stigma around mental health issues.
It just got overwhelming to the point where, I didn't know what to do.
His commanding officer says Sergeant D is a great soldier, never showed any signs he was in trouble. But Sergeant D was bottling up a lot of frustration. By this April, it was too much for him. He was at home on the patio. His wife was out, his 2 young kids inside. He started thinking about how to kill himself.
I didn't have a gun. I didn't want to bleed out and have my kids see it.
If a gun had been handy, Sergeant D says he might well have used it. Instead, he called a soldier in his unit, Specialist Catherine Klein.
I was in the field, and I got a phone call from him. It's pretty alarming.
And then, you know, I just opened up to her, just burst out in tears, and just started telling her, you know, I don't feel like being here anymore.
After we hung up, and I didn't know what to do, so I was like, okay, it's not right. Something has to happen right now.
They'd both had the training, so Sergeant D maybe knew he was calling someone who would listen and do something. Specialist Klein did do something. She got her commanding officer, they called the MPs, and made for Sergeant D's house. Then she called him back.
And she was crying, and she was like, I'm sorry. Like, what are you sorry for? And up, the two MP cars pull up, and the ambulance pulls up, and the fire truck pulls up.
After it happened, and we got there, and I seen that he was okay, I was like, what if he wasn't going to do it? Like, so I just made this big mess for nothing. But then at the same time, I was sitting there thinking, like, what if I never see him again? To me, it was worth it. At first, I was like, man, what have I done? I'm so sorry, Sergeant D. Like, I didn't mean to embarrass you or anything. But now, and even whenever he hugged me, all the fears went away. I was like, okay, I did the right thing.
Sergeant D is getting help. He's still on the job. Other bases throughout the military are looking at how to teach the skills that prevent suicide. Skills Staff Sergeant Kevin Allen only wishes he'd had 4 years ago, sitting next to his brother Jason.
I truly believe that had I had that training, that I can't guarantee my brother would be alive, but I know for a fact that that night sitting out by a bonfire, every bit of my actions would have been different.
Kevin Allen says worst case, he would have intervened and his brother would have hated him for a few years. Those years would be over by now, Allen says, but his best friend would still be around. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.
Tomorrow, the story of one soldier who tried to kill himself and how he sought help at Fort Bliss.
This is NPR News.